Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday, we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page if that's where you're listening to us.
There were some superb matches in Match Week 29, so let's get on with this week's roundup. City march on after win against Chelsea.
A first half strike by Bernardo Silva was enough to give City all 3 points against an ultra defensive Chelsea. Chelsea didn't shoot once in the first half and failed to have a shot on target in the entire match.
Liverpool up to second after Salah scores again.
Liverpool moved up to second place in the Premier League after a 2-0 win against Newcastle. Mohamed Salah scored his 24th Premier League goal of the season just before half-time, and Sadio Mane got the second the other side of the interval.
Brighton add to Arsenal's problems.
Brighton beat Arsenal for the first time since 1982 to ease their relegation fears as Arsenal continue to struggle. It's the first time in 15 years that the Gunners have lost 4 games in a row.
What about that Chelsea performance against City? Were you surprised to see them being so defensive?
Well, I'm not sure. They'd just seen Arsenal lose when trying an attacking strategy. It's just very, very difficult to stop City at the moment. Vocabulary alert!
Vocabulary alert! Sadio Mane got the second the other side of the interval. The interval? What's this?
The interval is the 15-minute break that teams have at half-time. The word interval is also used to describe a break at the theatre.
We can also say the break. It's 1-1 at the break. This is probably more common than interval when talking about football.
The most common way to describe it, though, is just half-time. The score at half-time is 1-1.
Before we move on, we'd like to tell you about our new Activity Week on Premier Skills English. It's a free series of lessons designed to help you with your English, and you can sign up for it now on our homepage.
Just go to the website and look for the Live tab at the top of the page. You can sign up for last week's Activity Week about health and fitness to give you an idea of what it's all about.
And you can also sign up for next week's Activity Week, which is going to be all about films. This activity week will start on Monday, the 12th of March. We would love to see you there. Right. Every Monday, we give out 3 Match Week awards: Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
These awards always create a lot of discussion. Last week, lots of you agreed with our choices, like Khaldun83 from Algeria, who said that he totally agrees with all our choices.
But not all of you agreed. Jovi from Poland wrote that the match of the week should have been Bournemouth against Newcastle, which was a 2-2 thriller.
Let's see who agrees and disagrees with our choices this week. Write your opinions on our Facebook page or on the website.
Let's start with our Player of the Week. There were some great individual performances in the Premier League last week.
Leroy Sané has been in brilliant form for City. Riyad Mahrez scored a great free kick for Leicester. And Sadio Mane was brilliant for Liverpool.
But our Player of the Week is Tottenham's Son Heung-min. Son scored both goals in Spurs' 2-0 win against Huddersfield, and the South Korean is in fantastic form at the moment.
Right, our next award is for Team of the Week. There were good wins for City, Liverpool, Spurs, Brighton, Burnley and Watford, but our Team of the Week is Swansea City.
The Swans beat West Ham 4-1, and they're now up to 13th place in the Premier League.
Swansea have won 7 matches in a row since their new manager, Carlos Carvalhal, arrived in December. They were bottom when he arrived, so it's been a great turnaround.
Finally, what about Match of the Week?
It's a difficult one this week, but let's go with Brighton against Arsenal. The Seagulls are now up to 10th place, which is very impressive. What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring player in match week 29 so far is Son Heung-min with 16 points. Where's the Premier Skills team in the Premier Skills Fantasy Football League?
We're still in 13th place, but we've got David De Gea and Paul Pogba to play in United's late match against Crystal Palace, so we might pick up some more points.
Our Fantasy Football Premier Skills Team of the Week is West Ham FC, managed by Zulkifli Fadli, a West Ham fan from Indonesia. Zulkifli has got 72 points this week, so well done to you. Rich, your prediction for match week 28 was for City to beat Chelsea 2-0, and they won 1-0, so another good prediction.
Yes, I'm getting good at this. It wasn't just me, though. Khaldun83 from Algeria and Giovi from Poland also predicted a win for City.
Let's see if you can do it again. What's your prediction for match week 29?
The big match in match week 29 has to be Manchester United against Liverpool. Both teams are up near the top of the table, but this match is worth more than 3 points to the fans due to the intense rivalry between them. Both teams are in pretty good form in the Premier League, but it's Liverpool that have been playing the better football. Only Manchester City have scored more than the Reds this season. Jose Mourinho would prefer a defensive match, but I can't see them stopping a front three of Salah, Mane and Roberto Firmino. Final score, Manchester United 1, Liverpool 2.
You seem to think that Liverpool will win this one easily. I'm not so sure, and I think United will win 1-0. We want you to make your prediction at the bottom of the page. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you have enjoyed this football roundup.
Remember to check out the Premier Skills English homepage to keep an eye out for our new activity week on the language of films.
And don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of the page. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, why not leave a rating or review? And that will help other people find us.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.